This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and a special shout-out to America's long-haul truck drivers. Thanks for what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now is the man, the myth, the legend. It's Ron Edwards. All right. They've all come out from under their beds to stand out and cheer. Ron Edwards, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Wasn't that fun?
Absolutely.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we had this here little speech last night. Kind of sounded like a sales pitch for Earl's used car lot, because I don't know what wasn't up for sale. Let's see. Free health care, free child care, free education. Oh, yeah. 2 years of free community college. If it's free, it's for me.
Yeah, our future was for sale, too, as a republic. Yeah, it was one of the most horrible speeches I've ever heard in my entire life. No inflection, no nothing, other than just a total sales package, as you put it, for those in the audience, like, who should I say, Bernie Sanders and others of that ilk. I mean, there wasn't anything he left off the table as far as how to turn this nation into nothing but a broke socialist enterprise. But I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised whatsoever. And just pray that the Senate has the gumption and the wherewithal to block this stuff.
Yeah, because the House, you can't do anything until they take control of the House in 2022,
yep,
which I believe they're going to do, because there's more and more people out there looking, going, what are we doing to each other? They can't believe it.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people. Well, a lot of people voted for the guy, so you got to take that into consideration.
I think
too.
We were told it was 80 million.
Yeah, that's what we were told.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is it wasn't that many, but it still mm-hmm. was a lot of people.
Well, we're going to come back to that in a second here. As a matter of fact, I think I'll come back to it right now in this manner.
Mm-hmm.
After President Joe Biden laid out his ambitions to reshape the U.S., we had South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who shared his American dream with the people around the country and around the world. And I was really impressed by what he said.
Yes, I was from the beginning to end. I was able to watch and enjoy his speech, the entire message. And it was very positive. It was upbeat. I like how he pointed out that the United States is not a racist nation, and it is not.
Nope.
He's accurate. But he talked about America being a land of opportunity.
Yep.
And how we, if we're free, we can, there's so much more we can accomplish without the basically the boot heel of government, you know, on our necks or on our, up, kicking us up the backside, basically. But I thought it was a very good speech, and I think he has a big time future in politics, maybe running for president in the future. He knows a lot, and he has a great message.
Well, you know who Mediaite is, right? They're a
what?
Mediaite. They're a liberal website.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they mocked Joe Biden for claiming to have traveled over 17,000 miles with the Chinese prime minister or president, rather.
Well, you know what? Joe Biden did a lot of traveling. Remember when he was when he was vice president, he had a lot of dealings with the Chinese at that time, and so. So, you know, Biden got his timeline mixed up, maybe. Maybe that's the problem. Because remember, let's not forget, both he and his son Hunter had a lot of dealings with China and Ukraine as well. So he may not be totally off on that.
Well,
just the timeline.
According to Mediaite, they said that instead of a lie, they dubbed it merely an odd claim because he was only in China three times.
Yeah, but... It's a long distance and, you know, whatever. But he was there and did what I think to be some pretty damaging things to this country as a result of those trips to China. I can't prove it, but I think that he and his son, Hunter, have gotten gotten away with a lot of stuff, which officials refuse to investigate whatsoever. They'd rather go after people like Giuliani and others, and I think because of political reasons.
Well, we'll get into Giuliani in a minute after the break because of the way that that all came down. And there's zero scientific basis for Vice President Harris and Speaker Pelosi wearing masks last night. Zero.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back, folks, with Ron Edwards. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Alrighty, and who was that masked man? You say, why, it was Ron Edwards, and we're going to have an Edwards Notebook coming up right now, so here we go.
My fellow Americans, please lend me your ears and undivided attention because I have a question for you. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, did you know that among the many legions of leftist white Americans, it is now considered to be racist if you call the police if they witness a black person committing a crime? Many have vowed to avoid calling the police if the perpetrators are black. The racism of low expectations has reached such terrible lows that leftist progressive whites fully expect blacks to be nothing but low intellectual thugs who cannot help themselves. The progressives also foolishly fear that the police are just gunning black men down at the mere sight of them. Yet those same foolish, virtue-signaling leftist whites ignore the fact that dumbed-down blacks commit over 98% of all murders of other blacks annually in the United States. Such poppycock only strengthens the resolve of criminals to freely wreak havoc and to fully expect not to pay for their illegal, brutish activities. This is definitely not my father's America. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go. Check out the RonEdwards.com, and you'll know everything that Ron Edwards is doing. By the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay, too. And even the most favorite story that I've got, the father that drove his daughter's car all the way over from Phoenix to Newport Richey to trade it in to get the Nissan that she wanted and then drive it down to Tampa and give it to her before he went back to Phoenix. Wow. what a deal. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service,
And it starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. And don't forget, trade-ins, clean trade-ins, oh, they are commanding a great resale price right now, so take advantage. You can upgrade your ride right now. And by the way, want to sell what you're driving? Have it appraised at Moss. They'll buy your vehicle from you. You can use it to get a new one or buy a motorcycle or buy a horse, whatever. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get great deals on your vehicles. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan's goal is whatever it takes to be the best automobile dealer in the nation. And check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll save even more money. And back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, Mr. Notebook Guy.
Good morning, sir.
Now, there's plenty of stuff to talk about when it comes to Rudy Giuliani. First of all, why did the FBI wait until now to go into his apartment when this was all in the process back in the Obama administration? Actually, they were talking about doing this.
It's political theater strategy to undermine not only Giuliani, but I think because the left, they many times have a long-term view, and I think it could be also a combination not only of going after Giuliani and trying to make him look bad, even if there's nothing really there. They're trying to create a negative narrative against Mr. Giuliani, and also because of his close ties with President Trump. I believe there's also political theater and shenanigans behind that as well, going after supporters of Donald Trump. That's my opinion on that. I just think that it's more political fear than based upon real, credible evidence of actual wrongdoing by Mr. Giuliani.
Well, I talked to Denise about this in the last hour. Rudy had the copy of Hunter, or he had the original of Hunter Biden's drive, a hard drive on the computer. And Denise said, well, they have a copy of it. The FBI made a copy of it. Well, why wouldn't you want to have the original?
Well, they're not that interested in going after Hunter Biden because their political aspirations are not to go after things that are recorded that Hunter and Biden actually participated in. Like I said, it's political theater to go after after those who are effective enemies against the statists and leftists of the Democrat Party and whomever else. I just believe that. And I just pray that I'm right, but I believe that Giuliani is being just hammered for political reasons.
All right, we've got a caller calling up here. Let's find out who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Ron. My name is Eric. I'm calling from the great state of Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
This is about John Kerry, man. This timing is just crazy. Why now? I mean, you said it yourself. Why now? This is about John Kerry because there is absolutely no there's no accountability for them. There's no accountability on the Democrat side. It's this is all tit for tat politics.
All right. Well, I don't disagree with you, so I think you made a great point.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And of course, he's listening to us up there on AM 920, The Answer in Atlanta. And by the way, we've got another call here. Is this the unofficial mayor of nowhere, Ian?
Yeah, I got a comment, a question, then I'm going to hang up. I appreciate if you guys could answer the question. My comment is the FBI, in my opinion, and all the national security agencies at the top of the government, they're thoroughly corrupt and infiltrated by communists, and all they do, they're, they, They're covered. They're the Praetorian Guard of the communist ruling class that overlords over us. So forget about them. You're not going to get justice out of this government. But my question is, you guys always talking about 2022, we're going to take the Congress and everything back. Okay, fine. That's great. I hope you're right. What makes you think they ain't going to steal it again through the algorithms like they stole it the last time? That's why they're acting like they want and sticking this right in our face and lording over us with this communist nonsense they're running down the pipe because they know they can steal it through computers. What say you?
Okay, well, what say me? They're finding out right now, Ron, especially in Arizona, where the judge would not block the Arizona Senate's 2020 election recount. They have every one of the voting machine and 2.1 ballots they're going over. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, there's investigations going on in regards to Michigan and a few other places. And what I believe,
Pennsylvania, Georgia, Minnesota, and what's the other one? Wisconsin.
Yeah, but to answer the gentleman's question, I think because of these investigations and other policy, as well as policy changes in these various states, I think that's how this election situation will be turned around. There's going to be more oversight, and I think there, and also, at least here in Michigan, there's a push to get rid of some of these electronic machines and go back to paper ballots.
They need to. They really do need to.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of reforms, and so we will have the ability to have fair elections. And that's where we really, really, really have to concentrate, because he's right. If we do not reform these situations, they will steal the elections again. And that is why he's also correct. The gentleman, the call is correct. That is why Biden just rolled out this total socialist agenda of his during his dull speech, because they do think they have it in the bag. But cheaters can be caught, and we can reverse the situation. Ohio ran theirs very well. They followed. We could follow that example. So did Florida. So did Texas. So it's possible for us to take back the House and increase our lead in the Senate if we get these reforms, and I think they're going to happen.
I totally agree with you, and they are definitely going through with a fine-tooth comb to find out what the problem was, and they are going to fix the problems. It's just that simple.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you want to stick around for another segment?
Oh, yeah, sure. Gladly.
All right, hang on. We'll be right back. And callers, hold on to the line there. We've got two callers on the line. You guys hang on, and we'll get to you when we come back from this short break. I'll be right back, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in his first address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, laid out his vision for America.
We get 100 million COVID-19 vaccine shots into people's arms in 100 days. We will have provided over 220 million COVID shots in those 100 days.
In a GOP reply, Senator Tim Scott said the Biden administration is taking way too long to open the nation back up.
Our public schools should have reopened months ago. Other countries did. Private and religious schools did. Science has shown for months that schools are safe. But too often, powerful grown-ups set science aside, and kids like me were left behind.
Senator Scott, the Republican from South Carolina, claimed President Biden has broken his promise to seek to unify the country and slam Democrats' policymaking. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Kurtz. Appreciate you doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our guys and gals that drive around on those green tractors. Yep, that would be Everglades Equipment Group. If you're within the sound of my voice here, listening to me on one of my 13 affiliates here in Florida, that you know that Everglades Equipment Group has got those great John Deere tractors, riding lawnmowers and all that. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service, too. And if you got something you need to get fixed, they'll do all of that for you. Check them out, Everglades Equipment Group, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, we got two callers. Let's go to caller number one, and I'm going to bring Ron Edwards into this, too. Okay, Mary, is that you?
It is.
Go ahead.
Glad that caller brought up the election in Arizona, looking at those ballots.
Right.
But also foreign interference, where those machines can be hacked once anything and anybody hearing this has heard of identity theft. Foreign interference, hacking into the Internet by China, Canada, Great Britain, Italy, the Vatican, and Germany, is plausible that foreign interference occurred in that vote as well.
Yeah, we know that.
So, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I think that needs to be considered, too.
All right. Well, thank you. Now, Ron, we do know that in the state of Georgia, the machines were online on the Internet and weren't supposed to be.
Correct. And when she talks about the foreign interference, I can bring up one nation in particular that I'm very concerned about, and that's China.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. One of the other reasons why there's foreign interference is because these are foreign machines, and
yep.
So they have direct control.
Yep.
And so we need to get rid of those doggone electronic foreign machines.
Yep.
And replace them by paper ballots,
yep.
And then you cut out all, and then have cameras everywhere at every stage.
Mm-hmm.
The okay. Counting, everything.
All right, let's go to the telephone line, and we now have Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel.
Yeah, Captain, you know, Mary, the previous caller, and Ron just stole my thunder, because I was going to say, what's the sense of having election reform if you don't get rid of the machine? As he said, you know, paper ballots, thumbprint, and, you know, what else do you need? I mean, simple as that.
Yep.
I mean, he did it in Afghanistan. Why can't we do it here?
Yep.
You know?
All right.
You're okay, man. Okay, thank you, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mel. And again, I've voted with paper ballots. We never had a problem.
Yeah,
ever
in the past.
It takes a little longer to tabulate them, but so what?
Well, it takes a shorter time to tabulate them than it did in this last election.
Yeah, that's true.
So
and correct me if I'm wrong. No, it was not just Georgia where they were online. I think the machines up in your state, Michigan, were online, too. They found
some of them were. Yeah, some of them were.
See,
absolutely.
That was never, ever, never supposed to happen.
Yeah, in Wayne County, that was a big, big heap of problem. And there was a lot of cheating. And, you know, and then when you look at the procedures, when they tell people to get out, get out, get out, get out, there's a problem. And then a few people stay behind and start dealing with all the you know, machines that they told others to leave alone because supposedly it's over for the night. And then you have these people that hang around, and they did their dirty work quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, almost immediately changing the results.
Yeah, live and in living color on camera.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
All right. Let's, easy
to get rid of.
Yep. Now let's talk about the LAPD. Their union leader out there wants an investigation of LeBron James for a tweet that he made that in the eyes of the union leader was insightful, inciting violence.
Well, it's an insightful. It kind of gave a nod to doing something against the police, if you want to, or this particular police officer in Columbus. LeBron James, I think he should not have said texted such a thing. He's rather asinine, in my opinion. And maybe there should be an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
If it were something said like this in reverse by, let's say, a pro-American individual against someone, let's say if someone had said something against Way Out Waters of California, and you know that there would be a call, this person needs to be investigated, da-da-da-da-da. So, yeah, I think he needs to be looked into.
Okay, now before we go to the caller, if Trump doesn't run in 2024, 20% of those polled say that they favor Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, running and getting the nod. Another 20% say Mike Pompeo.
I like both gentlemen,
yep.
And it's only 20% because more people don't know about your great governor. I read about him almost, not every day, but many times a week.
He's going to be on TV tonight with a town hall in Orlando, Florida, on Fox.
But he's a great governor, and he knows the issues on a national on the national level, too, and he's a fighter, and I like the way he comes back against the media. He's got the goods.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines again, and we've got Eric in Seminole. Okay, Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for my call, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Ron. Hey,
good morning, Dad.
Touching base back at the voting issue. Okay, yes, it's safe enough to presume that, yes, voting shenanigans have gone on since the beginning of time, okay, since the wolf decided to vote with the sheep about, you know, what they're having for dinner, right? So here's the thing with this. None of this, in my opinion, would have been it was all precipitated by an emergency order, national security order, because of COVID-19. Okay, this is the most perfect virus that just seems to check all the boxes for all the nefarious activity or sketchy activity that's been going on here. Don't think for one minute that there's not going to be some crisis that doesn't come around in 2022 where people are going to have to use those paper ballots, okay, that the Republican Party, GOP, and other independent entities have brought up in court saying, hey, look, here's what's going on. The courts are involved in this, too. They didn't even want to hear the stuff. They didn't even want to look at any of the evidence.
Now,
I understand some of the affidavits, you know, it's people see things, well, it's not necessarily illegal. It's just they shouldn't have been doing that or this, that, or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But, in my opinion, this all centers around the emergency order. Let's just say this. if it was as bad as it's people say it is, none of this would be going. You wouldn't. It would be more self-evident to see what's going on around here. And I applaud the Arizonians for the Senate for doing what they're doing and stuff. But in my opinion, okay, and we need to. In my opinion, people in the United States need to think national and vote local.
Correct.
Start with their county and municipal elections
right now this year.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's dog catcher,
yep.
Get your foot in the door. I would, but I got more skeletons than our storage facilities, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, but we'd vote for you, Eric. We'd vote
for
you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, sir. I'm just, you know, anyway, thanks for letting me vent. Great show.
All right, thanks. Thanks, sir. No, and that's it. More people need to get involved locally. I mean, I hear this, well, we've got skeletons in the closet. Well, big deal.
Yeah, but you know what? I loved all of his points, but there's one more thing. And a lot of people are not going to want to hear this and might get offended. But if 27% more Christians had gone and voted and not stayed home because they didn't think that Donald Trump was perfect or whatever stupid reason, they decided to not go and vote, that would have been larger than the percentage of cheating that they got away with.
Well, that's true. And for some reason, a lot of the Christians sat home and didn't vote. They just and I think what it was all the negative advertisements.
Well, see, that people have to be more intelligent than being just, you know, you see all these negative ads and things like that. If you really look into the issues for yourself as a voter, that's another thing about responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
As a sovereign of this country, you have to take responsibility and look into the issues for yourself, and you have to understand when you see the bull capital S with the hit pieces going after people like they did after Trump and everything like that. And also look at what Trump did, the good that he was doing. If you wanted to see that continue, You might have gotten off your fat behinds and gone to the polls and helped out the situation.
Mm-hmm.
There's been cheating, yes, but there was always more people voting than the percentage of cheating.
I'm going to leave you with this thought because we're going to run out of time and I want to get this out there. You know who Guy Benson is, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
He said that Joe Biden was speaking the words, but it sounded like as if you closed your eyes, it was Elizabeth Warren's economic speech last night, because this is all the stuff she wanted.
And Bernie.
And Bernie.
To get Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to let you go. Music is coming up in my ear, and we'll look forward to talking to you again on Tuesday, but we'll play your Edwards Notebook on the weekend, my friend.
Absolutely. Take care and Godspeed.
Amen. Okay. That's Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be right back to wrap things up here, final segment on a Thursday morning. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's been a busy morning so far, and Ron's going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Spines and Decor down there in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the Clark Road. And look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too, and you'll know you're there. By the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation. They will do on-site cleaning, and they will get you the parts and repairs that you need for whatever problem you've got with your blinds and or your shutters. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. It isn't supposed to happen in America, but it does. To re-enter the United States as an American citizen, you must prove you're COVID-free. But when it comes to illegal immigrants, the rules are different. House Democrats blocked a proposed law that would have required them likewise to test negative before they're released into our country by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Didn't happen. Now take California. There's a mask mandate in place, and businesses can't operate at full capacity. But on Oscar night, there were the movie stars laughing it up, maskless on television for all to see. Now, illegal immigrants and movie stars may operate at opposite ends of the social spectrum, but there's only one thing they have in common. They enjoy the ruling party's favor. So they get into being able to disregard the rules that govern
the rest of us. Now, this is the way the system operates in socialist, communist countries. The elected, selected, connected, and protected operate with special dispensation from the government, while the rest of the people are bullied and oppressed by the government. It isn't supposed to be this way in America. And more people need to start thinking about that. Because your freedoms are being trampled on. A little bit more every day. They keep trying to get a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And don't know about you, but it can't be done. It shouldn't be done. And just take a look at Rudy Giuliani. Do you remember back in, Eric Holder was the DA, and they were going to do something like this back then, go to his apartment and check the things that he had or whatever. They didn't do it. Well, they just did. By the way, the other bad thing about all of this, Biden's new plan, $6 trillion plan that some people are touting as how great it is, this could destroy your retirement. It could destroy your IRA and your 401k with what they're talking about doing. Up to $6 trillion in spending? I don't think so. I don't think so. By the way, how about the craziness the other day from Joy Reid? Did you hear about that? MSNBC? She said she jogs wearing two masks despite being vaccinated. Tell me that's not stupid. And then you got little Dr. Fauci telling kids to stay masked while they're outside. Nope. Wrong answers, both of them. But then again, they're drinking the Kool-Aid and probably drinking a lot more. Arizona Governor Ducey signed sweeping pro-life bill. It bans the Down syndrome abortions. So that's been rectified in Arizona. And by the way, former Mayor Pete Butthead, as I like to call him, Buttigieg, Butthead, he says the U.S. shouldn't be too proud to learn from communist China on infrastructure. Really? Really? Why don't you just hang it out there in a sign for all to see there, Butthead? By the way, Hunter Biden is going to... let me get this. I got to get a sound effect in here. Wait till you hear this. You aren't going to believe this, but wait till you hear the response. Hunter Biden is going to guest teach a class at Tulane University this fall. The class will be on fake news. That's right. Fake news. Professor Hunter Biden. Couldn't make that up if I tried. How about that? Now, here's one for you. You folks up in Wisconsin, a vulnerable Wisconsin Democrat by the name of Ron Kine collected tens of thousands of dollars in rent from a seedy massage parlor. Okay. And just for good measure, here's one from the Castle Culture Bunch. Justin Bieber has been accused of cultural appropriation for having dreadlocks. Haven't they got anything better to do? Apparently not. What a bunch of fools. What a bunch of fools there are running around. And again, it's just amazing. By the way, in case you haven't heard, and you'll hear all about it, you're going to hear, well, exclusive this, exclusive that. Nothing's exclusive because we already talked about it tonight. President Biden declared in his first address to a joint session of Congress that America is rising anew. You're going to hear that. You're going to hear that from somebody, no doubt. Well, we already rose, and I didn't think things could get any better under Donald Trump. Oh, okay, Eric. Eric is chiming in. Yeah, you heard right, Eric. We've already seen more Hans riding bicycles and jogging with single masks in the area, but not two masks. Well, she said two, Eric. She said two. That's Joyless Reid from MSNBC. And we'll see. We'll see what happens during the course of the day with the comments that come out in the morning, guys that are out there, everybody trying to beat everybody else and scoop everybody else. You know, we played a lot of what the president said earlier. If you want to hear it, you can hear it in the podcast, hour number one, hour number two. And then we played some of what Tim Scott had to say, too. So there you go. But it was all there. And I just figured that we kind of had enough of it that we didn't need to have it for the last 2 hours of the show, so I put it in the first two. And if you want something for free, just go ask Papa Joe. Papa Joe Biden. I guess you'll get it. But nothing is free. Remember that. Somebody's going to have to pay for the $6 trillion worth of stuff out there. And if it's going to be the corporations, if they're going to pay more money, then guess what's going to happen? Whatever their product is that they make, goods or services, it is going to go up, and they're just going to take the price and just add whatever the additional cost is into the scheme of things, and you are going to pay for it when you go to buy the product. That's the way it works. So for Joe Biden to be walking around acting like as if this is no tomorrow, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And if they knew anything about business, they wouldn't be out there just jacking the rates up on businesses some 33%. I believe it's about one-third is what they're doing. But they would not be just jacking the rates up. But then again, what do they know? Obviously not much. But you know who's right, and you know who's wrong. Because you know what it's like to have a wallet that's got your last dollar in it, or quarter, or whatever. And there's going to be a lot more of that, unfortunately, if these individuals are allowed to do what they do. Remember, we've got to think nationally but act locally. The time to start is right now. Right now, this year. From dog catcher to whatever, all the way up the line. Vote these guys out. Start over. If they're not doing the job you elected them to do, get rid of them. It's that simple.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.